In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump says he plans to, quote, strongly consider testifying in the House impeachment inquiry against him, but only in writing. In a tweet, the president said, even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it. He was referring to a suggestion that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made in an interview on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend. Pelosi said, quote, if he has information that is exculpatory, that means X taking away culpable blame, then we'll look forward to seeing it. She added that he, quote, could come right before the committee and talk, speak all the truth that he wants if he wants. Testimonies from witnesses in the impeachment inquiry continued, with Vice President Mike Pence's aide, Jennifer Williams, denouncing Trump's conduct with Ukraine's president as, quote, unusual and inappropriate. Williams served as Pence's special advisor for Russia and Europe, and she was on the infamous July 25th phone call between Trump and President Volodymyr Zelensky. She said to House committees that the phone call, quote, shed some light on possible other motivations that the president may have had to hold back U.S. military aid from Ukraine. Trump predictably denounced her as a never-Trumper and urged her to read the transcript of an earlier call to Zelensky where he didn't pressure him for political favors. Another deposition from former National Security Council member Tim Morrison over the weekend shed greater light on the matter. According to CNN, Morrison testified that he had heard from Sondland, Gordon Sondland that is, that U.S. aid to Ukraine was conditioned on the country announcing an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Republican lawmaker Mike Turner, who sits on the committees conducting the impeachment inquiry, and who was in the room when Morrison testified, said in an interview that he found the information alarming. Turner added, quote, as I've said from the beginning, I think this is not okay. The President of the United States shouldn't even in the original phone call be on the phone with the President of another country and raise his political opponent. Coming this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are 8 more witnesses being interviewed for a second week of public hearings. A shooting in Duncan, Oklahoma at a Walmart store parking lot has claimed the lives of 3 people, 2 men and 1 woman. The incident comes just a day after 4 people were killed and 6 injured at a house party in Fresno, California. It's not yet known who fired shots at the backyard sports watching party, where about 35 people who were family and friends had gathered. A number of states, including California, have adopted so-called red flag laws, enabling law enforcement to confiscate guns if a gun owner raises suspicion of committing crimes. But in Seattle, Washington, police took away the guns of a man who was heavily armed and making threats on social media about mass shootings. A judge ordered the police to return the man's weapons after he claimed he had only been joking. In Louisiana, Republicans have lost yet another gubernatorial race, signaling trouble for the Conservative Party in what have been traditionally red states. Trump-backed candidate Eddie Rispone lost to incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards in a runoff race, even though the votes received cumulatively by all first-round Republican candidates should have been enough to beat Edwards. Trump has yet to comment on the stinging loss that comes just days after Republicans lost the Kentucky governor's seat to a Democrat. In news from the Democratic Party, former President Barack Obama is in the news for claiming that leftists are trying to, quote, tear down the system as they push his party to abandon centrist positions. Obama spoke at a fundraiser on Friday and was presumably referring to candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. His words have prompted a backlash on social media, citing positions of changemakers like Harriet Tubman or suffragettes who would be considered hashtag too far left by today's establishment Democratic Party standards. Meanwhile, the top 2 centrists in the presidential race are in the news. Former Vice President Joe Biden is facing strong criticism for being out of touch by calling marijuana a gateway drug and saying he would be reluctant to legalize it on a federal level. And South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is caught in a controversy over black support for his candidacy. Buttigieg's campaign tried to convince hundreds of black South Carolinians to support his so-called Douglas Plan, for criminal justice reform and racial justice, and claimed that 400 black leaders had endorsed his plan and his candidacy, except that The Intercept found that it wasn't true. Senator Elizabeth Warren is also under fire for not committing to pushing a Medicare for All plan early into a presidential tenure. She's claimed she would offer a version of the plan for people to buy into and eventually transition to a single-payer plan. Bernie Sanders shot back saying he would unveil the Medicare for All bill during his first week in office. In other news, a group of young climate activists have occupied the offices of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over her inaction on climate change. The activists are part of a bold new group called Extinction Rebellion and have also kicked off a hunger strike in a strongly worded letter to Pelosi titled "Meet Us or We Hunger Strike." They said, quote, "Every day the evidence piles up at your desk, but you have yet to pass even symbolic legislation recognizing the climate crisis as a national emergency. With all due respect, you have failed." And the Government Accountability Office on Monday issued a report asking Andrew Wheeler, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, to deal with the rising risk of climate change to the nation's Superfund sites. Wheeler has erroneously claimed that most of the worst impacts of climate change are, quote, 50 to 75 years out. But the GAO has found that 60% of Superfund sites are at a serious risk of flooding. The New York Times and The Intercept have published a trove of hundreds of leaked intelligence reports from Iran that were given to them by an unknown person claiming to be Iraqi. According to The Times, the documents, quote, offer a detailed portrait of just how aggressively Tehran has worked to embed itself into Iraqi affairs, and showing, quote, years of painstaking work by Iranian spies to co-opt the country's leaders, pay Iraqi agents working for the Americans to switch sides, and infiltrate every aspect of Iraq's political, economic, and religious life. The document dump comes at the same time that protests are rocking both Iran and Iraq. In Iran, massive demonstrations took place in about 100 cities after the government hiked up the price of fuel. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei denounced the protesters as thugs, while the government shut down internet access across the country. And in Iraq, a month into widespread anti-corruption protests, angry residents blockaded roads leading to oil fields and forced the closure of the Iraq Central Bank. In Hong Kong, activists had occupied the campus of Polytechnic University, but hundreds of police officers descended onto the campus and blocked all exits but one, raining down rubber bullets and tear gas as people tried to flee. Dozens of people have been injured. Over the weekend, soldiers from mainland China arrived in Hong Kong for the first time since the unrest began 5 months ago. They cleared debris from protest sites, but their presence was an ominous sign. On the same day, the New York Times published hundreds of documents from China's government detailing the crackdown on Uyghurs, China's Muslim minority, in Xinjiang. The Times called it, quote, one of the most significant leaks of government papers from inside China's ruling Communist Party in decades. Supporters of the Uyghur community said the documents proved that China was running concentration camps and that its actions amounted to genocide. And that does it for our news headlines today.